Oh, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. I had the loveliest weekend. A compulsory weekend of doing nothing. It was so lovely. So I had a little breakaway, which is just so important, like so important. So a friend and I just went away and we just walked and talked and ate and rested. And it was heaven, you know, like nowhere to go. Often when I go away, I've got somewhere to go or somewhere to be or something to do. And the secret to this is, of course, to pick someone that's really easy to go away with, not someone that's going to fucking drive you nuts or want to do things you don't want to do or is quite happy to do things on their own, you know. So it's just like, do you want to do this? Nah, I don't want to do that. Perfect. You know, just that kind of ease. I love easy people, people who are quite comfortable just doing their thing, but are also quite comfortable to lean in and be part of activities as well, you know? Anyway, I love that. So I had this lovely, easy weekend, which is great because I've got a fucking mental week, like completely mental. I've got the busiest week I've had possibly all year. I've got 4 speaking events in 3 days? No, I haven't. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think I've got 5 events in 4 days. Like, it's a bit mental. Anywho, so I'm here, there, and everywhere. I've got a fly to Christchurch, fly to Auckland, fly to Wellington, and then I'm doing an event in Matamata, which is going to be gorgeous. So that's like, I've got to have outfits for all these different events, and I've got to have speeches and organisation for all these events, and then the right clothes for all these different cities, and you know, that's a lot. But anyway, I'm kind of obsessed with packing at the moment. I'm getting ready to go on a trip to Europe. And so I'm on the hunt for the perfect things. And I'm doing a very good job, I must say. I've done very good research. And I've done some very, I'm going to do an Instagram post on my findings. And I'm getting, like, packing for a week this week is really big because it's like I've got to have outfits where I can go from plane to stage, and that always doesn't work, and sometimes it does. And then, you know, what if it's raining? So you've always got to have a scarf in your bag, because I'm not really a fucking raincoat girl, if I'm honest. But you know, you've got to have a scarf to put over your head when you're running on the tarmac. And then it's different cities every night and a whole week of that, and I haven't done that for about a month, really, where I've been away doing back to back to back to back. So it's a roadshow I'm doing with a client, and I'm really looking forward to it. So different clients, same company in 3 different cities, which will be great. So anyway, that's my week, and there's a lot of packing and thinking to get that right. And I have all these things I need for, what do I need in the morning, what do I need in the evening, and then every day is different based on the city or the client or whatever I'm doing. So I've got a flight on Monday and then a keynote, and then I'm having dinner with a new woman I'm mentoring, which I cannot wait to spend more time in her world and find out a bit more about her. I love hanging out with people. I do a lot of online mentoring, but when I get a chance, if I'm in a city, to hang out with them, because you just learn so much. You know, even just having a meal with someone, you're like, oh, do you not eat that? Oh, why don't you like that? Oh, do you not drink? Oh, you do drink. You fucking love to drink. Whatever you love. It's just you learn a lot about people. And I love learning about people. So anyway, that's Tuesday. Wednesday, I get to have daughter with my lunch. I get to have lunch with my daughter. That makes me fucking happy. I haven't had any quality time with her for a little, you know, few days. So I'm excited about that. And just, yeah, all of that. So I think I've got 4 different hotels, a lot of fuckery, and luckily Michaela's amazing and my calendar's all organised and I don't have to think about that because we do that all in advance, so that's all ticked off. So doing big travel, like monthly travel blocks, really helps, and then we can do the detail. So now I'm into the detail, and boy am I in the detail. I'm in the fucking detail. So one of my biggest challenges when I travel is shampoo. Because I won't use the shampoo that's free because I think it's nasty. It's nasty. So I won't be using that. And I like a decent shampoo. And then I struggle. And if I'm honest, the little bottles of shampoo that fit in my toilet bag, you know, occasionally the shampoo brands bring out mini bottles. They're so fucking mini that if I haven't got my glasses on, I can't read whether it's shampoo or conditioner. And the amount of times I've conditioned dirty hair or shampooed conditioned hair is fucking annoying. So anywho, I've just got onto shampoo, solid shampoo. And there's a brand called Kitsch, and you can get solid shampoo. And guess what? How genius is this? That shampoo is shaped in an S. So I can see it's a block, like a block of soap, but it's shaped in an S. So I know it's the shampoo. Like, that's just the best fucking thing I've heard of in a long time. And then it has a little box, really cute. I love a good box, good packaging. Little plastic container that you buy, and the shampoo and the conditioner block sit in side by side with a little divider and an elastic loop over the top. And so it's a little box, plastic box, that your dry block of shampoo sits in. And all you do is grab this little block out, rub it on your head, like, it's fucking genius, and then put it back in the box. And then you're not carrying bottles, you don't have any leakage. They last forever. They're really environmentally friendly because you're not using plastic bottles and all the shit. And just fucking genius. So anyway, there you go. That's my hot tip. Hot tip for Monday is the dry shampoo block. No, I think it's called a solid shampoo block, not a dry shampoo's a completely different beast. Anyway, so doing that. So looking for all these, the perfect things, and making sure that I have all the right stuff. So I have a separate travel kit for when I'm away, and making sure everything's tip top, because it's going to get a thrashing this week, because I'm away for 5 or 6 days all in a row. So there you go. And then this weekend, I've got my son's final taekwondo camp before the team take off for the world champs, which is so exciting. And I get to work with these gorgeous humans. And so I get to spend all day Saturday hanging out, just helping out where I can with helping people get their heads around things. So they, you know, they get nervous or stressed, or their head gets in the way. Heads getting in the way is one of the biggest problems. Like, these guys can jump and kick and punch and do all this cool shit, but their heads fuck them up. And it's so important that they've got their heads in the right space. So I'll be spending some time on mindset. So that's a big week, isn't it? Whew, it's a very big week. Anyway, I've got to make sure my mission this week, one of my four focuses, I've got to make sure I have my supplements every single day, because that's been hard. That's hard for me to keep that going. I just tend to go really well for 2 days and then, oops, fuck, I forgot. Oh, oops, I can't find them, you know, all that. So anyway, making sure I've got supplements in every single bag so that I've got no excuse not to take them. And then drinking enough water. I've been a bit dry lately. I haven't been doing my water thing. And I'm like, right. And on the weekend, I went to the thermal pools and got completely boiled. I was simmered in hot water. It was lovely. One of the pools was like 40 degrees. Thermal sulfur, beautiful, stunning. Anyway, got boiled and then so thirsty, so dehydrated, and I didn't have enough fluid on board. So I'm going to be all about my fluid, because we don't want to be old and wrinkly, do we? We need to stay moist. So that's one of my focuses, is hydration, because my score for hydration in my planner wasn't great. And then I'm really focused on my supplements, because I've got to keep my health going and stay up and buoyant, you know, because the next few months are going to be quite exciting and quite big. And yeah, so that's my jobs, just basically looking after myself. And then I've got a few jobbies to do, appointments to do. I've got to get the cats to the vet. The pussies need to be sorted, because they've got to go into care and they've got to have all their injections sorted. So I've got to do that this week. Got a bit of life admin to tie up, which won't be easy when I'm not in town, but that's right. That's what the phone's for, isn't it? So yeah, just a bit of admin and a lot of travel. So that's me. I might be whipping around. Do you know, I was in an airport last week and this gorgeous woman came up to me and grabbed my arm and said, thank you for everything you do. You inspire me so much. And I was like, and he just walked off. And I was like, oh my God. I yelled out, thanks. It was so lovely. I love a drive-by compliment, you know, like when people come up and people say, you know, I love drive-by compliments. I try and do them as often as I can. Like, I walked past a lady today and I said, awesome cardigan. She went, thanks. I just keep walking. You know, because people do weird compliments. They don't know how to do them. So they just come up to you and stand there and go, I like your coat. And you're like, oh, fuck off, you weirdo. But when people do a drive-by, it's much better. Anyway, this woman gave me the best drive-by compliment by saying that I inspired her. I thought that was so lovely. And it's so nice, isn't it? So I might, maybe I'll see some people I know. I love bumping into people. I love people coming up to me and going, I loved your newsletter. I'm like, aw, thanks. That's fucking cool. Woman said that to me on Saturday. I was getting a coffee in Taupo. A woman said, I love your newsletter. I went, what? Oh my God. I love that. It's so nice when, you know, you do this stuff, like I yabber away on my podcast and I type away on my laptop, and then you don't really know whether people fucking give a shit or not, but you sort of assume they do. And every now and then someone pops up and goes, I really like it. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Thanks. It's nice. Isn't it nice? So there you go. Right, I'm off for a big week. I've got to get my shit together. I've got a lot of packing to do. I've got to do the washing because I've been away for the weekend, away for the week. And I've got to get, you know how you have those favourite things? I've got a favourite black top, favourite black pants. Got to get them washed and dried immediately so I can get on and do that. And then I've got to cook dinner. My friend Jackie's coming for dinner because I haven't seen her. She's been away. Whew, everyone's busy, interesting, travelling. Got to keep up with the people, don't you? There you go. Have a lovely week. Drink lots of water. See you soon.